Now, Tony Norman, you're on for the coordinating committee. Tony Norman is chair.
Yes, coordinating made it chair of the coordinating committee. The coordinating committee met February the 17th. We reviewed times and agreed. We got a report from the CFO that it was financially feasible, and we do have the funds to hold an in-person meeting. And we voted on two dates. One was we would meet 3 days, May the 14th, arriving that's a Thursday, and then meet that full day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and half a day that Monday, and leave out May the 18th. The second date was arrival on May the 28th, which is a Thursday night, meeting that Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday, and leave out June the 1st, that Monday. And so we submitted the two dates and polled the P&D on the two dates, and we're still going through a poll. So if you haven't responded on that, please respond. So far, the majority we have prefer the May 28th to June the 1st, but we're still taking those who haven't responded, please respond to that poll. And that's where we are, basically, with the coordinating committee.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet?
So what would be the deadline for sending in one's preference?
I would say hopefully between now and the next coordinating committee meeting, and I think we're meeting, was that the...
Monday.
Is that this Monday?
Yes, we're meeting this Monday.
This coming Monday?
Yep.
This is Kim.
Kim?
Sorry, do you mean... I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Shereen.
Who's meeting this Monday?
The coordinating committee.
Okay, thank you. I thought you all had scheduled a board meeting when I wasn't
saying. Oh, Lord, no.
Thanks. Okay. First of all, I don't care which weekend, so you can mark that down. But I do wonder about the funds for this. I mean, we have no real financial reports to get a picture of what we have, what we owe, where we're at. I think that KPFK is, with their fund drive being 50% of what they expected, which was already somewhat miscalculated. I don't think it's going to be hard for KPFK to pay central services. I'm not seeing where all these funds are coming from. We got an election. We don't know where the money is. The auditor needs to get paid. There's this payment that's due once the audit's due. That's going to be big. We're now going to approve another expense in closed session for a lot. I don't see how we as board members can vote to spend this money when we have no financial record of what we have, what we owe, and where this money is coming from. So I don't know what to say about this in-person meeting. I don't know where the money's coming from. It's another commitment to spend money that we can't make because we don't have the right information.
If the CFO want to address that, I guess that's an appropriate question.
Raul?
Sorry. We made an analysis of our cash at the national office. Since this cash will involve funds from the national office, we have indicated in the previous that we were managing our cash here at the national office. That means we have cut some costs. We have saved, and thank you to Margie Wilkinson for taking the job of the volunteer interim director without getting paid. That saved us at least $50,000 to date since she took over. And we have saved some money by not hiring two additional staff that were budgeted in our national office, and that's about $6,000 that we were saving. And we also were not cash flow wise. We have budgeted Democracy Now that we are not actually dispersing at this point. There's a lot of cash flow adjustments that we were saving at this point. And the analysis was based on a $20,000 to $25,000 budget that we are going to set aside for this in-person meeting. During the past 5 months, we've been paying down the credit card account that was maxed out previously, and to date we have some credit available for us, and that will cover at least 75% of our expenditures. So that's how we arrive at this. I think our goal at the national office is that this in-person meeting is very vital to the organization, and that we really need to kind of tighten our belt here in order to give way to this important event that would be in compliance with our bylaws.
Jose Luis Fuentes joining the call.
Are you going on the stack or just announcing that you're here?
Just announcing I'm here.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is Kim.
Adriana?
Adriana, Kim, you just, because I've been on the stack a couple times. Adriana, and then Kim.
Yes, I want to point that Mr. Tony Norman is the chair of the coordinating committee that I'm a member of, and all the questions, we did all those questioning and all those studies in the coordinating committee. And what I think that doesn't make any sense, that every time that a committee have a resolution, that is the whole committee vote for this resolution, that we need to go and explain the whole PMB and start the whole discussion again. We already in the coordinating committee with the CFO and with the numbers, we went through all these details. And the CFO, that is the only one that really knows how are we financially, told us that that was feasible. Okay, what I dislike is that we keep discussing over and over what every committee, the work of every committee. I believe that we have all the numbers done. I think that the CFO just reinforced that just now. And I, like a member of a coordinated committee, I really pay attention to those details, and I think that they are being covered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Benito to the stack.
Okay. Kim and then Benito.
Verbal reports are not adequate. I want to see written financial reports in order to know to make the decision. That's bottom line. This is inadequate verbal back of envelope. Yes, it's all good because I figured it out in the national office. That's not adequate for us to make financial decisions.
Thank you. Benito, go ahead.
Well, number one, as Adriana just stated, the committee already went through reports, written reports. I have to wait for the waves to.
Now we can hear you.
So that's number one. But number two, you know, I find it quite curious that the director is raising these questions now, when we have received financial reports, when we have received, the committee has received a breakdown of a financial plan of what it's going to cost, where the money is going to come from, and all of that. Yet, that director, like many others, last year when they wanted to put together a in-person meeting, they went ahead and did it without any kind of numbers and without asking these sort of questions. You know, so, you know, like I say, it's quite curious.
Okay, thank you.
The timing of these questions is quite curious.
Okay. Let's see. I think are we not at time? Is someone keeping time? Okay, hold on a second. Are we at time?
We have 30 seconds. We have 45 seconds.
Okay, Kim.
I was not on the PNB whenever those decisions were made. I have been very consistent in asking for written financial reports. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Moving, so let's see, do we have, no, we don't have a motion on the floor, right? Okay. So let's move on to the Finance Committee.
Clarification, I guess.
We're out of time, Benito.
All right.
Okay, so Finance Committee, Brian?
I only have one motion from the National Finance Committee. Our past couple meetings, we've been discussing the situation at KPFT in Houston. As you all know, our network has many, many financial problems. One of them relates to operations. KPFT has a very antique ailing vacuum tube-based transmitter that for most of the time is only able to operate at a fraction of KPFT's licensed capacity, which basically means they're not reaching as many people as they could be. And they expect, and I think they're almost certainly right, that if they were able to operate at full strength, they would be having more successful fund drives. There's a chicken and egg problem with that. When you have fund drives that aren't performing up to capacity, you can't raise the money to replace your transmitter. We went through what they need in detail with their general manager. It's about $180,000 for parts and installation. And they have permission from the FCC to operate at up to 100,000 watts, which is more than they've ever operated at in the past. So it would possibly be an expansion of KPFT. So we've been having a conversation about how the rest of the network could kind of help KPFT get out of that hole where they can't raise the money for a new transmitter because they're operating at reduced power with an ailing transmitter. And the resolution, which I sent out to the board, comes from the committee. It asks national management to plan a coordinated network-wide capital campaign to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter within 3 months, with the goal of increasing KPFT's effective power to 100,000 watts and widening the reach of Pacifica's network. The campaign should take off-air first approach, that is, attempt to secure seed funds and matching grants from major donors, foundations, and direct mail campaigns prior to resorting to on-air fundraising. The plan should include a Texas-based campaign and a plan for the growth of audience for and community service by KPFT commensurate with its full signal strength. Any such plan for a loan secured by the KPFT two, Finance Committee recommends we direct Pacifica and KPFT management to simultaneously explore options for securing a loan against KPFT's real estate to make up any fundraising gap that would prevent the timely replacement of KPFT's transmitter. And three, we recommend that the PNB prioritize any windfall income, such as restored CPB funding, to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter through an interdivisional loan. So basically, we're asking national management to get in the driver's seat on the fundraising. Asking people to pitch in for capital for equipment is an easier pitch to funders than asking them to pay for ongoing operating expenses. And I think if it should come down to one national day of fundraising, which we did in the past when KPFK had to replace a transmitter, it's also easier to explain to listeners than just we need money to keep going, because it describes a clear path forward that makes the organization more self-sustaining. What this says is simultaneously looking to what our options are for borrowing money if we can't raise the money fast enough, because the longer KPFT delays in replacing its transmitter, the further behind it'll be on its fund drive goals. And the third thing is if we have a big chunk of cash come in, as we will if we get CPB money reinstated, it asks us to prioritize putting some of that money towards promptly replacing KPFT's transmitter with the understanding that it would be an internal loan. In other words, the KPFT would pay back the parts of the network it's coming from. So that's my explanation and the motion. And if there's a second, we can debate.
Adriana, second.
Okay.
Margie has a question,
a point
of information.
Yes, sure.
Is there any impact on staff involved in this proposal? More staff, less staff, hiring, fire, I don't know.
No, there would be some work, I believe, for contractors to set up the new transmitter.
Okay.
And they have to do things like update the air conditioning in the building that houses the transmitter.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened in D.C. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
George for the stack.
George.
And then Kim for the stack.
Okay, George and then Kim.
And Adriana.
George, Kim, Adriana.
Is it the sense of the committee that the national office would be coordinating a pitch to major donors? And I guess the question about staff is who would do that? How would that work?
Well, you know, the point of the motion is not to micromanage national management and to let them choose the best way to do it. Normally in a capital campaign, you would reach out to whatever donors are already in your Rolodex for the first money. Go to some other donors that are more marginally attached to the organization and say, look what we've already raised. Can you match that? And, you know, if it ends with an on-air push, like a one-day integrated fundraising drive, which certainly by itself would not be enough, be able to raise enough to pay for the new transmitter, you could try to raise matching money or challenge money off-air from donors or foundations. And I think it was the sense that this would be in coordination with KPFT, which has raised some amount of money of its own towards this.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim?
I would like to make a substitute motion for paragraph 2. The rest of it is okay. And my substitute reads, no Pacifica building currently being used to house radio stations will take out a mortgage, loan, lease back, or any other financial encumbrance. Pacifica management will investigate and report back to the PNB about selling or renting out one or both of the two buildings next to KPFA, one that is currently housing the NO and the other that is empty. Pacifica management can find cheaper offices to relocate. And my motivation is it's a very, very short-sighted and bad idea to take out loans or mortgages on the buildings that are paid off and that are housing the radio stations. I know that this idea was floated at KPFK a number of years ago, and had it not failed, KPFK would be out of business, because with stations already underperforming monthly, there's no way that they can pay out a loan, and if they forfeit on that loan, well, then the whole radio operations is gone. So that's my motion. I do not subscribe to taking out a loan on the buildings. I do think that fund drives between all five stations have tended to have a lot better programming than what the individual stations are doing, and can generate more enthusiasm from listeners for a specific cause like this. I don't know why it's costing so much. Basically, it's costing as much as KPFK's, both of the Nortels did for this. So, I mean, that's separate to this motion. I'm just not sure why it's costing that much, but that appears to be what the price is.
That's my motion,
and I've motivated it, I hope.
And that's did it. You send it, Mark?
I am, right now.
Thank you. Adriana?
Point of order, Jana Kay?
Yes.
Was the substitute motion seconded?
Did anyone second the motion? The substitute motion?
This is George. I'll second it.
Okay. Adriana?
Brian to stack.
And then Brian.
And Tony for the stack.
Okay. Adriana?
I was originally talking about the original motion. I was in the stack for that one. Let me read the motion, and I will ask to be in the stack.
Okay. Brian.
Tony for the stack.
Tony and Brian.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Sorry. Tim, you said the second paragraph. Do you mean part two? Because the first part has two paragraphs.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I meant the one that's numbered paragraph two. It has a number two in front of it. So the paragraph that is marked number two is what I want to replace my what I just sent with as
okay.
Paragraph number two.
Thank you. Okay, Tony and then Brian.
Yeah, I would ask that we vote against this amendment. I think if you read, and Brian will elaborate further, I'm also on the Finance Committee. It simply said pursue that as an option and look into it. It doesn't mandate a loan on the properties. I think a number of people on the Finance Committee spoke very strongly against a loan and shared the sentiment about doing that. But it doesn't. What the motion that Brian is talking about doesn't mandate that option. It's just saying pursuing different options. It's just looking into that as an option. It's not saying put a mortgage. And I would hate that this motion would restrict any option to be reviewed or looked at on the table. Secondly, in terms of the KPFA situation, I think that's a whole other situation that we need to analyze separately and have a separate debate on at another time once we get information on that building in Berkeley and what the options are on that building in terms of selling or fixing it up or what have you. So I think it's premature to proceed on that. So I would urge this body to vote against this amendment and support the original motion.
Brian?
Thank you.
Tony took most of the words out of my mouth. I just want to be clear what Kim's proposing to eliminate is not language that asks management to pursue a loan. It just says explore the options. In other words, go to the bank and find out, what kind of interest rate we can get with our track record. Basically the scenario is we run a fundraising campaign. We know it takes about $180,000 to replace this transmitter and upgrade the facility for it. Well, what happens if the fundraising campaign comes out at $120,000 or $60,000 short? Every fund drive where KPFT is not operating in its full license capacity is losing money that it could be raising. So, there are very limited circumstances under which a loan might make sense paying for an activity that will clearly upgrade fundraising capacity is one of the ones that you can make a pretty good argument for. And, if KPFT were to get a loan at what is, in today's market, a pretty bad rate, like 7%, a full $180,000 on a 30-year mortgage would still be $1,200 a month. We're not talking about amounts for the breaker station. So, the question is, let's get as many options as possible on the table for getting KPFT out of that hole and for getting it out of that hole quickly. And I think that's one of them.
Chair, we're way over time.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm not sure who's keeping track of people's individual time, but
I am.
Okay.
Clearly people have spoken over 90 seconds.
Okay, so the only other person that we said could be on the stack again if she so chooses is Adriana?
Yes.
And then we'll go to a vote.
Yes. What I'm saying is exactly what Brian just explained. We are not saying that we are asking for a loan. The paragraph said very clearly that explore the option for securing a loan. And it's true that sometimes when we are talking about KPFT, we are not reaching our goals because we cannot reach our listeners. Sometimes we talk about 30%, and sometimes we have 3 or 4% of our capacity. We cannot get the money because our listeners, we cannot reach our listeners. This motion doesn't mean that any of these need to be done that way. And the only discussion there is open all the possible options. And I hope that we didn't need any loan from anybody. But the reality is we need to explore our options because our radio KPFT will disappear if we cannot really reach our full potential. That is the reason why we are trying, we were with the manager trying to go to this point. And one more thing that is important to me is that we need to talk about restricted funds, an account that is a restricted account, because we don't want the money that is being put there disappearing like happened before or when to pay other things. Need to be a restricted account specifically for that transmitter and nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll? Now,
Kim,
this is on Kim's substitute motion.
Can I speak again?
No, you can't.
We got to come on this.
We're at time. We passed time. So, Madam Secretary, would you call the motion on Kim's substitute motion? Thank you.
Wait, somebody else was...
Okay. No, we passed time already. Sorry.
Okay.
Madam Secretary,
maybe a point of order.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Thank you.
This is a vote on Kim's
substitute motion.
Amendment. It really is an amendment.
Okay.
Part two of the main motion.
Does anybody need me to read it?
Please.
Yes, Carolyn, on the call, please. I just came on.
Yes, Kim, please read it.
Will you read it, please?
Okay, this is a substitute for paragraph 2 from the motion regarding KPFT and how to fund buying a new transmitter. So the substitute is, no Pacifica building currently being used to house radio stations will take out a mortgage, loan, leaseback, or any other financial encumbrance. Pacifica management will investigate and report back to the PNB about selling or renting out one or both of the two buildings next to KPFA, one that is currently housing the NO and the other one that is empty. Pacifica management can find cheaper offices to relocate.
Okay. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Greta, KPFK. Greta passes. Burden, WBAI.
Sorry, I'll pass. I just came on. Thank you.
Come on. Stephen Brown, WBAI.
I'm sorry. I had a crisis here. Can you tell me what we're voting on?
We're voting on Kim's amendment to the main motion on the KPFT transmitter.
I did not understand.
Am I the only one who cannot hear?
No, we can't hear him.
No, we can't.
you hear me now?
Janet, I think your phone's still creating a lot of echo.
Is it Janet or Steve at this point?
It's Steve. Can you hear me?
I haven't done anything different, Brian, than I was doing before, and it wasn't causing a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep voting.
Okay, can we come back to Steve, and then maybe we have to read the motion.
All right, but Steve, can you mute? Steve Brown, can you mute, please?
You're breaking up. I can hardly understand you.
We cannot understand you.
Steve, if you can mute for a moment. Until we finish, and then we'll go back.
Okay.
Okay. God.
Chair, please advise.
Airport could mute their phone.
Or everyone can mute. It's not being called. Okay. Wow. Whoever that was, that helped. Okay. We still have an echo. Janet, proceed.
Okay. Should I start again?
No, we got a yes from Alan. We got passes from Argueta, Burden, and we'll get back to Steve. So continue from there.
Okay. Kasanov, KPFT.
No.
Coleman, WBAI. Coleman, WBAI.
And pass.
Coleman, pass. Diaz, WCFW.
No.
Edward Speaker, KPFA.
No.
Edward Speaker votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes, no. Kaufman, KPMK.
Yes. Yes. Vote yes.
Kaufman votes yes.
Yes.
Coburn, KPFA. Coburn is passing. Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Yes.
Mark votes yes.
Yes.
Medina, KPFK.
I vote no.
Medina votes no. Norman, WPFW.
No.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin, WWQR, affiliate. Rabin? Writer, KPFT.
I vote no.
Writer votes no. Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Ooh, Robert, did you pass? Is that
N-O.
Robert's vote no. Tucker. WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. All right, going back to people who passed or I couldn't hear. Argueta, KPFK.
I vote no.
Burden, WBAI.
Burden votes yes.
Burden votes yes.
Yes.
Brown, Stephen Brown, WBAI.
Yeah, I said I had to leave the room for a while. I did not hear the motion, but I would have to abstain.
Brown, Stephen Brown, abstain. Coleman, WBAI.
Can you hear me? I vote yes.
Coleman votes yes. Coburn. Coburn votes no.
Rabin.
I didn't hear Wilkinson's vote.
Wilkinson voted no. So I have 5 yes, 12 no's, 1 abstention. Brenda, do you have...
I'm sorry, I missed...
Different.
I got 9 no, 5 yes, and 1 abstention. Could you please repeat the no vote?
Okay, I have Agueta. This is no vote. Agueta, Casanave, Diaz, Edwards Tiekert, Fuentes, Cobrin, Medina, Norman, Reiter, Roberts, Tucker, Wilkinson.
And I just want to mention, whoever just muted seems to be the source of that extra echo that we have. So if you can stay muted unless you're voting, that would be very helpful, whoever you may be. Thank you.
And Bazan, do you want to vote?
What is the final count?
5 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention.
No, I will not be voting.
So this amendment fails.
Okay. So now we will go on to, we're at time on this item, and so we can now vote for the motion as Brian presented it. Madam Chair, would you call the roll?
Secretary, yes.
Madam Secretary, sorry.
May I ask you to read that motion, please?
Brian, would you read it?
Sure. The National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB, 1, direct Pacifica Management to plan a coordinated network-wide capital campaign to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter within 3 months, with the goal of increasing KPFT's effective power to 100,000 watts, widening the reach of Pacifica's network. The campaign should take an off-air first approach, that is, attempt to secure seed funds and matching grants from major donors, foundations, and direct mail campaigns prior to resorting to on-air fundraising. The campaign should include a Texas-based campaign and a plan for the growth of audience for and community service by KPFT, commensurate with its full signal strength. Any such plan for, paragraph number 2. Direct Pacifica and KPFT management to simultaneously explore the options for securing a loan against KPFT's real estate to make up any fundraising gap that would prevent the timely replacement of KPFT's transmitter. Any such plan for a loan secured by the KPFT property must include a plan for repayment of the loan. Paragraph number 3. Prioritize any windfall income, such as restored CPB funding, to finance the replacement of KPFT's transmitter through an interdivisional loan.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Yes, and I would like, if I mispronounce anybody's name, please correct me. Alan, KPFT.
Whoever unmuted, that's the sound.
That was Benito.
Alan says, did you hear me? Did you hear my vote?
No.
No.
Alan says yes.
Alan says yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
Burden abstain.
Burden abstain. Stephen Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Casanova, KPFT.
Yes.
Casanova votes yes. I'm not sure I'm not pronouncing your name right. Sorry. Sorry. Coleman. D-A-I. D-A-I.
No, they're off. Okay, I vote yes.
Coleman votes yes.
Yes.
Diaz, WTFW.
I.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Seeker, KTFA.
Yes.
Edward Seeker votes yes. Fuentes, KTFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA. Coburn votes yes.
Yes.
Robert Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
Can I pass?
Medina passes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Writer, KPST.
Yes.
Writer votes yes. Roberts, WBAI.
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes. Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Going back, so we have...
Brenda passed.
Brenda, yes. Sorry? Brenda abstained. Medina abstained. And then Rabin? Okay, so give me a moment. I have 14 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions.
I have
Lydia, do you want... Sorry? Sorry, Brenda, what did you say?
15.
I have the same vote.
Good. And so, Lydia, do you want to vote?
No.
Okay. Main motion passes.
The final vote again?
14-4.
Yes.
Okay,
zero,
thank you.
No, 4 abstentions.
Thank you. Okay, so now... hello? Did someone say something? Okay. So now we will move on to the Governance Committee. George? Lydia, I think we're at time, aren't we, to move into executive session? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was till 8.
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'd be quiet.
Okay. George?
Yes. I thought I had sent you the motion, but let me explain what this is about. So we have now the option to do two sets of bylaws amendments within a year. Our bylaws amendments in the past process has never led to very many bylaws amendments, most everything being rejected. The bylaws are very specific about the timeline. It begins with a notice date when all the bylaws that are going to be considered, bylaws amendments are going to be considered, are put up on the Pacifica website. And there are then 45 days after that where people can comment, talk about it, make up their minds. At the end of those 45 days, and it's not specified just how soon after that, but I will suggest just a few days, the PMB votes on the amendments that are there. Those amendments that survive the PMB vote are then sent to the LSBs, and the LSBs have 60 days to meet and accept or reject the amendments. Two-thirds, requires three out of five of the LSBs to approve an amendment in addition to the PNB. So that's the process. Really, the only question about the timeline is, when do you start it? I'm going to suggest that we start within 3 weeks. That is to say that the notice date be within 3 weeks. I do that because, for one thing, it leaves enough time at the end of the process to have another set of bylaws amendments. For another is that this isn't true for those of you who are new, but there have been the bylaws have been changes in the bylaws have been discussed, and people have been trying to get things passed. So there's a lot of it out there that I think it won't take more than 3 weeks for people to get them in shape to post them. Let me say also that so far the only way that bylaws amendments have been proposed, and there are two other ways that it can happen in the bylaws, has been that six directors support the amendment. That's what it requires, is signing on by six directors. So that's the procedure. I thought that I had sent you all the specific timeline. It would begin in 3 weeks.
Wait one moment, Janet Kay, you did, and can I clarify, please?
Okay. Janet Kay, let him finish, please, and then he might be able to answer your question, and then we'll...
I'm talking...
I did, because I didn't get it back. I don't know why.
One moment.
But he was still speaking, so... Okay, did you finish your sentence, George?
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to say what the actual dates are. It begins on March 20th, which is a Friday, and the PNB would meet on... Just a moment, I'm going to have to pull that up. The PNB would meet on 3 days after the end of the notice period, which would be May 7th, which is a Thursday. The end of the voting period would be July 6th, which is a Monday. So that's the proposal for a timeline.
Okay, can you send that out, please? And then, Janet Kay, you had a question.
Yes, he sent it out and sent it to the PNB list. And please, everybody, do not use that email. I forwarded it to the PNB at pacifica.org, so everybody should have it now.
Okay.
We did.
Thank you.
Okay. Benito, point of information.
Okay, Benito.
George, did the governance committee approve this motion you're proposing here?
Approved it some time back. It's been on the agenda for a while. I don't know exactly when.
Well, with this timeline?
No, not with this timeline.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, if I may clarify regarding all of the motions that have been noticed in a timely fashion, that with regard to all motions, when there are dates involved, obviously they have to be adjusted because we don't get to them in a timely manner. But although we're moving very quickly tonight, but anyway, I assume that that's why the dates changed.
Yes. I mean, this was... supposed to have happened a long time ago and hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito?
Yeah.
And then I heard another voice. I'm sorry. Was that Serene?
Janet Kay, I had a point.
Oh, Janet Kay after Benito.
Yeah, so it would seem to me that the governance committee should get a chance to weigh in on this timeline. I mean, I do remember voting on the concept. I don't think anybody would be against it. Damn, they got some strong waves. No one is going to be against the concept. But I think... Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, I think that the governance committee right now is involved in assisting the elections committee to come up with a timeline for the elections, which I would think is much more timely, much more important. And I think that the governance committee should continue in, you know, working on that process and focus on that. Once we get that out of the way, then we can deal with this, you know, this violence process. No one's going to die if we don't start this process in 3 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
So I just don't understand why we wouldn't send this to the governance committee first.
Okay,
let them weigh in on the timeline and then bring it back here.
Thank you. Janet Kay?
Yes. So I thought I heard George say that we have the option to have two bylaws, period. And is it that we have an option or that we have to have two in the future?
No, it's an option.
Okay. George, did you want to respond to any of the comments? If not, we'll go to a vote.
If there's time to speak, Serene would like to speak.
Serene, go ahead.
You know, we have a special opportunity this year in that we are expecting to have elections, which would be an opportunity if you wanted to put ballot issues to the membership to do that. And it seems to me that the governance committee, which has not... The meetings I think that have held this year has not had an input about the other way that bylaws could be amended, other than the vice directors, which have not had much success over the past several years that it's been attempted. That it seems that the next 3 weeks can be used to actually come up with some things that we need to change, that LSDs may need to change, and put that, make sure everyone is clear on that whole process, rather than rushing forward with a date where we're going to be looking pretty much at the same bylaws that keep coming up each time and get voted down. There's got to be a better approach to it than just shoving in some date. I don't think it's going to be accomplished in 3 days by and other than the group of directors who are already there inside the public. So I oppose this amendment.
Okay.
Benito.
Benito?
Janet Kay, yes,
sir. I'm sorry. Janet Kay, what did you say?
I wanted to be on the staff.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Benito and then Janet Kay.
But yeah, so I would...
I haven't
spoken yet.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, item.
I have to refer this to the governance committee.
Okay. Brenda, what did you say?
I said you're halfway through this agenda item, and I have to sign off.
Okay. Can someone else take over the timing of the item? It's 10 minutes, and we're 5 minutes into it.
Yes, Brian,
I will.
Oh, thank you.
Who is that, Brian?
Correct. And can you
thank you. Okay.
So I, Benito, I second Janet's motion.
Okay. There's no more. If there are no more comments, let's go to a vote, Madam Secretary. And so this is to refer to governance.
Okay. 1 second here. Sorry. Alan, take your seat. Alan.
Alan. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Alan will pass.
Alan passes. If you would, if everybody would just, instead of proceeding with "Can you hear me?", just say what your vote is, and I will repeat it, and then you'll know whether I have heard you or not. Okay. So Alan passes. Agueta, KPFK.
Good.
Burden, W-B-A-I.
Burden passes.
Burden passes. Steve Brown, W-B-A-I.
Pass.
Brown passes. Casanave, KPFT.
Yes.
Casanave votes yes. Coleman, W-B-A-I.
Pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz, W-P-F-W.
I and I.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Teichert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Didn't hear Edward Teichert. Quintus, KPFA.
Brian abstains.
Edward Teichert abstains. Quintus, KPFA?
No.
Quintus votes no. Kaufman, KPFA. Okay, sorry, Kaufman, KPFA.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA. Coburn votes yes. Robert Mark, KPFT.
No.
Mark votes no. Am I here right? Medina, KPFK, I think she's gone from the call. Norman, WPSW.
Norman abstains.
Norman abstains. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Rabin? Writer, KPFT.
I don't know.
Writer votes no. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Sorry, I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. Allen, KPFT.
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Burden, WBAI.
Burden abstains.
Burden abstains. Stephen Brown, WBAI.
No.
Brown votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Rabin? And Argueta?
I vote no.
Argueta votes no. Okay, give me a moment. I have 4 yes, 8 no, abstain 5. Lydia, do you want to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes, and that is 5 yes, 8 no, 5 abstain.
Benito, for a second.
We're at time on this item, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Well, I just had a... can we clarify the vote? I had a different count.
Okay, I'll lead off who voted how. Voting yes, Brazan, Casanave, Diaz, Coburn, Roberts. Voting no, Allen, Argueta, Steve Brown, Janet Coleman, Quintus, Mark, Writer, and Wilkinson.
Okay.
Abstain, Burden, Edward Teichert, Kaufman, Norman, and Tucker. Uh-oh. We have the
green for the staff, please. Or for the floor, rather.
Okay, Serene.
Janet, we're at time on this item, Madam Chair.
Right. I will speak to that as soon as Serene speaks. Serene?
Anna K., point of order.
Okay, let me hear from Serene first. Serene?
Okay, thanks.
Point of order, there's no more discussion on this.
Mr. Ryder does not have the floor. Do I have the floor or do I not have the floor?
Yes, Serene has the floor.
Point of order.
And then,
thank you.
And then I will call the 2 points
point
of order.
Point of order is the time's up and it's not discussable anymore.
Okay, well, but I have an issue with that. So, Serene, please continue.
Okay, after, I don't even want to speak to the motion, which, you know, I think is
right.
Unfortunate.
I know, Serene.
Thank you. Okay. Earlier this evening, I heard Mr. Ryder make a statement that committee members continue until the committee is fully populated. That is not correct, and I'd like us to correct it for the record, because LSBs are going to be voting in the next couple of weeks. You remain on the committee until you are replaced, so that if your station area has already had its elections, then if you weren't part of the newly elected group, you are off the committee. We don't just double up until the full new population is in place.
Yes, I think that's what I understood, but it may not have been articulated. So my issue with the time here is that the next item on the agenda, which also says 10 minutes, is actually part of the same governance committee. It should have been part of that section. It's a continuum of the committee, so I don't know how the body wishes to continue. And then let me hear from, I had 2 points of order, one from Janet and then from George.
Yes, so if the time is up, we have a motion on the floor. And if it was George's motion, we need to vote on that before we do anything else. No.
I'm sorry. Did we not just vote on the timeline? Or was that, that was on the motion to refer. Sorry, that's correct. Motion to refer, so we have to vote on the motion, on the main motion, sorry. Please call the roll, but let me hear from George. Was that going to be your point of order, George?
Well, it's not really a point of order, but I think it's in order to move, extend time for 10 minutes so we can take the next motion from the Governance Committee.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? And we only have 5 minutes left.
Point of information?
Pardon?
This is Shireen with a point of information.
Yes.
What is the other motion from the Governance Committee?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. What is Ryder saying is the second motion from the Governance Committee?
The number 3B is in boy, strategic planning.
That's not out of governance.
Okay. That's correct. That is an out of governance. It was a standalone motion, but it was specifically, because I remember I moved it, but it was postponed to our last meeting where it was not considered, and we lost track of the date, so that's why it's on this agenda. But this agenda was approved as presented. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion on the floor? And then is there any? And then we'll ask if there's any objection to proceeding with the extension of time.
I object.
Janet, are there any objections to this timeline?
Are there any objections to the bylaws amendment timeline?
Yes.
Okay, please call the roll, Madam Secretary.
I'll call the roll. Thank you. All right. Alan, KPFT.
Alan passed.
Alan passed. And I suggest that the first few people who are going to be called be prepared to unmute when we'll call the roll.
Yeah, Benito, if that's your computer, why don't you mute while we get through most of the list? Or your.
Okay. Algueta, KPFK.
Pass.
Agueta passes. Burden, WBAI. Steve Brown, WBAI. Casanave, KPFT.
Yes.
Casanave votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
Abstain.
Coleman abstains. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Kiekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards Kiekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA, abstains. Robert Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina is gone from the call. Norman, WPFW.
Vote yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WVQR affiliate. Writer, KPFT.
Yes.
Writer votes yes. Robert, WBAI.
No.
Robert votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Back to passer, people who passed. Allen, KPFT.
Allen has one question. Has this been sent to us by email?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Allen says yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Okay. Give me a moment. I have 10 yes, 2 no, 3 abstain. This passes.
Madam Chair, wishes to vote.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. 11 yes, 2 no, 3 abstain.
Okay, so now we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes, I believe, from George Ryder. Is there a second? And this is to complete, I believe it was specific to complete the strategic planning, which was assigned, I guess, 5 minutes, but there you go. Or,
I second.
Well, he said 10 minutes. I'm sorry, Jose Luis seconds, okay?
May I have a vote, Madam Chair? Well, we need to take a vote on the extension.
Yes, we're going to vote on the extension. Is there any opposition to the extending for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yes, Brian.
Okay. Can we call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Yes. Allen, KPFT.
Allen says yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
No.
Burden votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Casanova, KPFT.
Yes.
Casanova votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Coleman. Diaz, WPFW.
Abstain.
Diaz abstain. Edward Kiekert, KPFA.
No.
Edward Kiekert votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
Abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA. Coburn passes. Mark, KPFT.
Yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, Kate, Medina's gone. Norman, WPFW.
Abstain.
Norman abstain. Rabin. Writer, KPFT.
Yes.
Writer votes yes. Roberts, WDAI.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Coburn abstains, and let me count. This is a two-thirds, correct?
Let me see. This is Benito. I'd like to change my vote to no.
Sorry?
I'd like to change my vote to no.
Diaz votes no. One moment.
Tony abstained.
I'm sorry, who abstained?
Never mind.
So we have 7 yes, 6 no, 3 abstain. So this requires a two-thirds, is that correct?
That's correct.
The chair?
Yes, I'll have to abstain. It won't make a difference to the two-thirds. But I would have voted yes if it were a majority. Okay.
Are you voting?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So that means this is the end of our meeting. We will now go into closed session. Thank you, everybody. We got a lot done tonight. Thanks to everyone for their cooperation. And talk to you in a few minutes. The meeting
thank
is adjourned.
Thank you, Lydia.
Thank you.